cars play on the stereo. Boy, me say bum rips and video games that me love to hear. Me kick back and relax, me kinda float in the atmosphere. Ooh yeah. One pull, two pull, third pull, and me feeling irate, irate. Bum rips and video games, my soul just a flying free, flying free. Bob Marley on repeat, this reggae melody. We be jamming on the mic in a cannabis harmony.
Bum rips and video games.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I keep getting lost in that people. Intro though.
Yeah,
it's a great song. Good. It's a great song.
It is a good song.
It doesn't fall under the characteristics of being anything better than probably we've ever heard before, and we don't have to pay nobody for it. So
nope.
I mean, that's the best part. This is what we call cost efficient.
Yes, very much.
There are some things that other things could be used for.
Well, yeah.
You know, we're kind of broke. Unless you want to donate us a theme song, we'd be more than
very, happy very much.
To. Hey, so shout out to any bands that are listening or any singers that are listening. If you think you can come up with a new BVRG theme song for us, bro, hit the links. Let us know, bro. Hit us up. You know, that's some pretty cool shit right there. You know what I mean? So there you go.
Speaking of links, I promised to put the links for the merch in the description of the episodes. From what I was told, passed along to me, the CEO, that this has to be done. It's easier. I understand. I completely understand that the Streamlabs link is practically impossible to look for.
It really is.
Well, see, that's why I keep telling everybody to hit the links, go to our link tree, and on our link tree is the actual link. You know what I mean? There you go, right there, guys. Boom.
Is it bad?
No.
Yeah.
Is it gone?
No. But yeah, just hit the link, guys, right there. You see it, linktree.com. Bong rips and video games. You can find all of our stuff there, man. You can find us anywhere, everywhere, and this is our hub right here. You know what I mean? There you go.
Yeah.
So it's been an interesting week. Last week, when the last episode came out, the Fallout trailer came out. We got some stuff coming out for that, which we're excited for. Some people not excited for. Not within this group. I've seen lots of shit bashers talking about this. Wipes.
It's not a condom, I promise.
What is that?
It's wipes. Wipes.
Antiseptic wipes, man. Formula 710.
What, does it have hemp in it? Why are you promoting it?
You got bowls. You got, you know, stuff like that you need to clean out. These are actually really good. They're like little wet nap kind of things, but, you know, they're fixed with, you know.
Throw a couple of those in a care package for me, bro.
Yo, I got you, bro.
Throw some in mine, too. I think I'm going to talk to you about that after the show, too. Go ahead.
No. I was going to say, it's been an interesting week.
It's been an interesting week. Before we get to the really interesting stuff and why I'm kind of pissed off at a specific gaming company, we had the Game Awards this week.
Yes.
Hey, the Game Awards.
Once again, interesting
fucking titles, man.
Now, the trailers and the reveals, I thought they were great, but the show itself kind of was very lackluster, you know.
Yeah, not in comparison to past.
But I love the Alan Wake. I love the Alan Wake theatrics that they did, bro.
That was cool.
They were so magical and scary.
I'm talking about some of the presentations. Fallout, especially, I'm completely disappointed in. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah.
They could have done more with that presentation. Yeah,
they
definitely
just showed one new perspective, and that was it. And it was of a new character that I've never even seen before, or you know. But I have a theory.
I
think I know where the NCR are, and I will talk about that.
Well, yes. Established that. Even though we haven't seen it in the trailer, it has to go down because it is in California.
Like, yeah.
I actually had a theory as well. about it, and I think someone's pretending to be something they're not.
Well, that's Fallout. So
that's Fallout. Yeah.
So someone, speaking of Fallout,
like, maybe we're not looking at the Brotherhood of Steel at all.
Like, I was watching a movie recently. It's on Netflix currently. It came out a couple of years ago, but I never got across to watching it. I just watched it recently. It's called Love and Monsters. Immediately, right off the bat, just the first couple of minutes watching the fucking film, immediately reminded me of Fallout. Just that world. Like, post-apocalypse, mutated creatures and shit. It looked fucking great. If you haven't watched it, take a stab at it. It's actually a really good fucking movie.
You like animation, right? I know you like animation. Check out Kipo.
Kipo.
Kipo and the Land of the Wonder Beast. All right, you're gonna like it. You're gonna like it. It's kooky. It's got that Invader Zim kind of feel to it, as far as animation wise with some of the characters. It is kind of woke, kind of not woke.
I love those fucking titles.
There's a woke character, you know, of sexual orientation or whatever, gender fluidity, blah blah blah. But it's not integral. It's the way that it's written into the story. It's like, yeah, I can accept that. That totally fits.
I'll check it out.
And it's well done. You'll like it.
I'll check it out.
So, regarding the Game Awards, was there anything that piqued your interest?
Bleed.
Oh.
Dabs,
but no, I'm with Dabs.
Oh wait,
that.
Oh, that's all I got to say.
But Dabs, I want to talk about Bleed too. I think No Man's Sky, the creator of No Man's Sky. I think is that what you're going to talk about?
No, it's not mine. Actually,
all right. So I want to talk about that. That's my. All right. So I wasn't really big on No Man's Sky, but Dabs got me into it, and this guy is making like what looks to be the Tolkien of fantasy RPGs coming out, bro. Like, I am like, that trailer got me excited.
What game is that?
It's a fantasy game that he's making himself.
Let me look up the name of it.
The Last Descendant. The Last Descendant.
That looks
so good.
And we're gonna be able to play it together.
That's sick.
So I'm looking forward to all of us getting into that.
And I will play that. That is out of Geo knows me. That's out of my realm, but that trailer. Yeah.
But we can do but all the stuff that you do in RP as far as woodworking and all that stuff, like, I could see you being our guy in that, because he said you're going to be able to do anything and everything.
Yeah, and
so while the rest of us are adventurers and shit, you could be our crafting guy.
Yeah, there was a trailer that played right before The Last Descent. And
I'm robbing everyone in that fucking game.
You're definitely. I know you're going rogue.
You're
definitely the thief.
It's called The First Descendant, and it's funny because the trailer that played before that was a game that I'm actually kind of excited for, The Last Sentinel.
Oh yeah,
that looks fucking good. Yeah, that looks good.
Now, that
definitely caught my eye. So, Freshie, which one caught you?
So, I do like horror games. I do not like horror games that have jump scares, because I feel like they're overdone. I feel like they're overdone.
Okay.
So I prefer a thriller horror style game, and there is one that's coming out, and it's by Hideo Kojima with Jordan Peele on the project.
The fucking master, dude.
Fucking OD. The trailer for this, especially the end, just immediately gripped my attention. I was like, I want to fucking play that. And it is coming out on Steam. When I get my PC fixed.
Now, the other game that piqued my interest, surprisingly.
So that's OD, right? OD.
OD looks right. Good.
Yeah. OD looks great. The other one, surprisingly, Jurassic Park Survival.
That looks so good. Yeah. Yo, I definitely want to play that.
Holy shit. Just the trailer alone, like, I was like, all right, I know where this is going. Like, it reminds me of fucking Dino Crisis, but deep.
So
I feel like you're playing that kid, even though, like, it's a girlfriend protagonist, whatever, I feel like you're playing that kid that was in the one where they brought back Sam Neill. you know what I mean? I feel like that's like that's the story you're playing. Like you're that kid. You know what I mean? Yeah,
it's pretty
trapped
sick.
In Jurassic Park by yourself. Surviving. It looks fucking
good. So like, I'm definitely into that survival crafting type game shit. So you know, this is definitely going to be on my list.
It reminds me of though, like the style of gameplay that they showed in the trailer. It reminds me of Dead Island, the first one.
Yeah.
You know, Dad, yeah, I thought you were going to talk about the what horror game for the Dead by Daylight series that's coming out. The casting of Frank Stone. I play very little of Dead by Daylight. You know me, guys, I'm not a horror buff, but that game I looked at, I was like, and it's called a cinematic experience. So,
oh, wow.
I mean,
it's a lot of movie.
Yeah, so I mean, I think it's going to be, I think it's going to play like Death Stranding, where, you know, you get minimal HUD and it's more experience.
Well, it kind of reminds me of like The Quarry. The Quarry was a crazy fucking experience as far as gaming.
I never played The Quarry, but I keep seeing it. So it's something.
Dude, it's definitely good. Definitely worth it, man. It's very, very storytelling. Raving review. Lack of HUD. Like, it's full on, like, depth. Yeah, like, there's a lot of depth in the story in this.
It was in the PlayStation store included in my PS Plus, and I was like, let me just give this a try and stream it for like 2 hours.
Dude, it's good.
And it's worth it.
Damn.
Okay. It's fucking worth it.
Yeah, and then
it's not gonna turn out like Power Wash Simulator, right?
No.
There was also Rocket Racing, which I really want to try out in Fortnite.
Yes, I want to try that too.
Yo, we should have a Rocket League night, bro. That's a game that we could put live on
BRVG. So
it's in Fortnite. Yeah. So we have it's to go Fortnite? Through Fortnite. To
I
play
will
it.
I will download it today on this wonderful Tuesday. They showed footage of Suicide Squad, which looked pretty dope. And one game that I'm personally excited for is the actual release of Ready or Not. I've been playing the beta.
Yes, that looks really good.
I've been playing the beta for the last 2 years, and I think it's finally coming to console. And that's a game that is server-based, so I believe that that's going to be a cross-play game when it comes to console.
Okay.
So Percy, it's a very super tactical shooter. You've seen me play it before. It is intense. It is fun, but you need your homies with.
Okay.
And then
it's also Counter-Strike shit.
Yeah. So I need to ask because I am going to be getting this game. I heard you guys talk about it yesterday. Are we doing Baldur's Gate?
Yes. Yes. All right.
Oh my god.
I did the trial.
What do you think?
All right. I played the game for 2 hours straight. I have no clue what I'm doing. Okay. As far as actually playing the game. All I can tell you is that I spent a good hour doing the create a character.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
It is a massive breakdown.
Okay.
Massive
talk to
breakdown.
Me about the create, because I think all four of us have an affliction for creation suites. So you need to really talk to us about this creation suite.
All right. You can turn it on and off. All right. This game is not for kids. I'm going to say this right out the bat. Do not buy this game for your kids. All right. But I got to choose whether my schlong was circumcised or not.
If on it was some hairy cyberpunk or not. Type shit? Like on
if
some
it was hairy or not.
Shit?
Yeah, and you can see it. You know what I mean? I didn't get in depth. You know what I mean? But me and my girl were looking. And, you know, you can pick which uvula you have, whether it's hairy, shaved, buzzed, or... Yeah, it gets really in depth. Like, the creative character is really... This game, there's a reason this game won Game of the Year, all right? And I'm going to tell you right now, the best time I had was sitting here with my girl designing my character, bro.
Look at Gio.
I'm curious to know how much time exactly did you spend on just the genitalia alone?
Oh, no. We didn't stick around for that. We laughed about it, and that was towards the end. That was towards the end of my creation. You know what I mean? It was just a funny moment, and as soon as I saw it, I had to share it with her. And we talked about it, but you know what I mean? It's, listen, as far as, all right, so there's different races. You have elf, half elf, drow, you have tieflings, then you have humans, you have orc, half human, you have halflings, you have gnomes, you know what I mean? You have dwarves, you know what I mean? Like there's a shitload of races you can pick
up. I'm not hearing the one I'm waiting for.
Vampires?
Nope.
There's dragonborns. There's a list, bro. I would have to. What?
Goblins, baby, goblins.
No, I didn't see any goblins.
They
had a race called the Gignac. They had a race called the Gignac, and they were that's basically your goblins. Yeah. They're called the Gignac. Yeah, they're called the Gignac. I actually made my female guardian a Gignac with huge knockers, and you know,
I got worried. If there's no goblins, I'm gonna be upset.
Yeah, it's actually
they're called the Gignac.
People are actually upset that there are no goblins. Why did they not include goblins as a playable race? Playable goblins. I hope someday they add playable goblins.
I think if you look at Lord of the Rings and you look at the Gignac, even though they're not described as goblins, you'll probably go with the Gignac.
Interesting.
Which is some race I've never even heard of, and I feel like it was just made up and thrown in there. But they pretty much look like goblins to me. They got the pointy ears.
Now, the only thing out of Baldur's Gate that, like, I guess kind of caught my attention, but not in a way that I would say enticed in any way, it was the fact that you could fuck a bear. This was news that went around for a while on social media. Was every fucking Cheeto-eating neckbeard son of a bitch in their basement got super excited because they could fuck bears.
I mean, you're pretty much, when I say this character development goes into it, you can choose your identity as male, female, or non-binary.
Fantastic. Thank you. So,
yeah, it gets crazy.
The last,
but yeah, the shout last, out to, you know, Baldur's Gate 3, game of the year.
Well, and that's a cross-play game, so I can actually play that on PC and all that stuff with
all
you
right,
guys.
Word, so we should definitely
get it because I'm going to be covering it on something soon. So, I mean, it's definitely something that's in the works. It's in the cart.
Got it.
So the biggest reveal that finally happened, I'm going to start off with fuck you, Rockstar, because you took away work from me and Gio that morning, because me and Gio were kind of excited. We were just...
We had it scheduled.
In the conversation. It was planned out. In the conversation, literally, within like a minute and a half, we were talking about it, and I just went to double check the time and make sure it was Eastern. And the moment I clicked on that link, it said in 30 seconds, trailer will be premiering. And I wrote back to Gio in my words. I said, well, looks like we're not doing that reaction video in the morning.
They fucked us.
Yeah, screw them with the early leak. Well, the leak
they fucking
happened.
Pre-jacked. It ruined our whole fucking
that,
tape, man.
So, you know, was it not leaked before that?
It was leaked an hour before, which I had no idea until, like, I read that later in the day, and I was just like, oh, shit. But still, you know, I think a lot of people were expecting this to happen the next day. There's a video out of streamers who stopped what they were doing to watch this trailer. The trailer garnered millions of views in the first couple minutes of it airing.
Yeah.
But real quick, we're not breaking it down. We're not reviewing it. What are your first thoughts of the GTA 6
I love the trailer? Fact that there is a female protagonist. That's the only thing I need to say. That's the only thing I'm really excited about.
I'm going beyond that. Way beyond that. Yo, the fucking light poles. The electrical poles have spool wiring, bro. They got that deep in fucking detail where you could see shitty wire work on fucking light poles, man. That is incredible. That is a detail you really have to fucking lock in to be like, all right, we're taking this the next step. Yo, it's the most minuscule fucking detail on the map. And they fuck like to the zip ties. You can see the fucking zip ties around them shits. Incredible. Incredible the length of fucking super detail incredible. They went with this, bro.
Alright, like, so what I gotta say for me, Florida Man! Yes, baby! Y'all know where I'm from. Y'all know Florida's in my blood. I love. That's it. Florida Man. That's all I gotta say about all of it. I love the trailer. The trailer was hilarious. Fucking hilarious. That's all I'm gonna say.
For me, it was that look of when they showed the flamingos And I was like, this is definitely closer to like what the Red Dead, what they did with the Red Dead engine and how Red Dead mm-hmm. looked and just like the textures. And I mean, but one thing that was that I, you know, I really noticed was a lot of things that some really cool mechanics, like jobs, something I'm used to in the RP world. It looks like you're going to be able to get some jobs. The trailer to me also looks, I don't know. I kind of feel like it's not giving us the meat and potatoes, right?
Well, we got what it was exactly what it was. It was a cinematic trailer. Yeah. We got cinematic. When we get a gameplay trailer, that's going to be a different world. We'll kind of get a better idea of how these textures move around this world.
But for me, it's
I think we're going to get that gameplay trailer maybe like fucking next year somewhere.
It's usually like by maybe summertime, like a 9 summertime month span. We'll probably get a game. But I think for me, it's just like it just looks so alive. That for me, that's the biggest thing that I noticed. It just looks so alive. Everyone looks like they're doing something.
Messy wire work on fucking light poles, bro.
The attention to detail in this game, bro.
We said we weren't gonna
talk about it though.
Clean, beautifully done fucking trailer. It definitely got me fucking hype, but it pissed me off that we still have to wait so fucking long to experience this for ourselves. God damn it, Rockstar! God damn it!
Yeah. So
listen, one thing I'm looking forward to is the storyline. You know, I'm not an online GTA.
I'm not a GTA online player.
You know what I mean? I'm more interested in the storyline itself and the core story and the gameplay. You know what I mean? But this might be the first time where I'm looking forward to some online play and being able to play with people. You know what I mean? In this game. You know what I mean? Yep. So we'll see how it goes. Now that I've crossed over into the next gen,
The custom character creation for this game.
I want to see where they go because they're going to have to outdo fucking Baldur's Gate 3 now.
I'm talking like just GTA wise. I like the way they did like the hereditary, like you could kind of pick between your mom and your dad and kind of pick the look in between that and shit. So it gave you a base point. I like the way they did that. I kind of hope they implement that here for the online as well.
I agree.
Really, really hope.
It gives your character more depth too.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. So now with the wheel spun today, we're going to talk about the rise and fall of Mixer real quick.
We about to learn some shit, man.
Pretty soon we're going to be making documentaries soon, okay?
Yo, listen, I'm going to be honest. I have no clue what Mixer is. I unfortunately was in a part of the world that, like, you know, I didn't know shit about
personally,
that. I didn't have a computer or nothing.
My experience with Mixer was it was the first ever platform that I ever streamed off, and that was because of Sanchez. Literally because of Sanchez. It was the first platform we ever streamed on, the first platform we kind of put ourselves out there in that world and shit. And it went well for you know those first couple of sessions and shit, and then the fall came.
we were affiliated. We weren't partnered, but we were affiliated. So
this is an interview episode now because me and Freshie got like tons of questions.
Well, that's I have a shit ton of questions that I want to ask.
So let me start with the history real quick, and then you know, and then me and Jill will talk about some personal experiences on there because I loved it. Originally, it was called Beam, and it was created by Matt Salsamendi and James Bohm. The idea for Beam originated from Salsamendi's frustration with the latency present in traditional streaming service. The founders wanted to create a platform that would allow for more interactive and real-time engagement between streamers and viewers. Both of these guys, they started developing when they were 14 years old. This was something that I found out about them, and it was super interesting that this was just... You know, they were on Twitch, and they were just like, the latency sucks, so we're going to do something about it. So before Mixer, it was called Beam, and it officially launched in January 2016 as a low-latency streaming platform, and its unique selling point was the reduced stream delay, which allowed for more immediate interaction between streamers and viewers. In August 2016, just a few months after the launch, Microsoft bought them for an undisclosed amount. And when when we hear undisclosed amount, we're talking
billions. Yeah,
buku bucks.
Buku money.
And Microsoft is super famous for just taking.
Buying out shit.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, they're terrible. They're terrible.
They monopolize on a lot of shit.
Like, of course. So but then, that's why they've survived and lasted as long as they have.
Exactly. Yep. Hey, listen, man, kudos to Microsoft for fucking keeping the fucking shit going.
For real.
We do not hate. We love your product.
So, they got bought out in August, and then just a few months after the launch, they decided to change the name to Mixer, and they rebranded everything in 2017, and they came with additional features and improvements, including the introduction of interactive elements like Mix Play and the Hype Zone. The Hype Zone was fucking crazy because you could play... It was two games on the Hype Zone. It was Fortnite, and that was games that me and Gio were not even touching in 2017. Like, we were in no conversation. We were like, nah, fuck that shit. We're not playing it. And Call of Duty Blackout.
Yeah.
Blackout.
It was Black Ops for Blackout. And every time you made it to the top 10... You had a, like, I think it was like a 30-something percent, like 37% chance of making it into the Hype Zone, which helps you get followers and more subscribers and things like that.
It's like the FYP, like the For You page on TikTok. Yeah,
but it was for
featured.
It was for streamers. It was mm-hmm. great. It was so cool. They even had new members, grinding members, people, it was so cool. And
it was laid out like really well, like the layout of the site, the way they had everything done was really smart. Yeah. Like, it was really well.
So do you wish that Twitch would incorporate like a layout like that?
Hell yeah!
No, would it be absolutely? It would be a lot better, right?
Hell yeah, it would be a lot absolutely. Better. And it's a real shame because they had the feature where devs, if you were watching me play Fallout and I just want to smoke a joint, you could say, hey, just pause your game. I'll jump right in. I'm going to click this and I'm going to play your game for you. And you could play my game for me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
You could take control.
See, now that's awesome. That would be awesome for something like us because, I'm notorious for that. Like, I'm starting to smoke, and then next thing you know, like, I'm not touching the controller.
And I mean, a perfect example, I was playing GTA once, and I was streaming, and I gave someone the controls, and they messed me up. Like, they completely ruined everything. So,
I think you would have to be more selective of who you let.
I let anybody.
Yeah. I mean, if you were going to stream, and it wasn't like your main game, I'd be like, hey, go ahead, take over, bro.
Yeah,
like, I just want to watch everybody else play, you know?
There was these brand new streamers coming out of it, brand new people, and the big problem that a lot of people had was that Microsoft decided to sign Ninja and Shroud within a couple of weeks of each other, and they felt that people like me and Gio couldn't do it while we were doing it, were we not? We were averaging 15 viewers a day and counting, in each
stream.
They
were just going up.
Mixer was helping me get to the point of my life where what led me here,
Yeah.
Mixer's fall is what led me to become a podcaster. And here we are today, and now we're talking about it. And so one interesting thing here was that there was monetization for streamers, and similar to other streaming platforms, Mixer allows streamers to earn money through various means, including donations, subscriptions, and revenue. And then there was competitive challenges. Despite efforts to innovate and attract users, Mixer struggled to compete with established platforms like Twitch and YouTube Gaming. So in June 2020, Microsoft announced the shutdown of Mixer, and it surprised the streaming community, especially the exclusive streamers who had signed contracts with the platform. So this was a major blow. A lot of people,
So you guys took like a major money hit with that.
Hell yeah.
As far as it is, when you were, and so damn, that's sad, man.
Yeah,
like, holy crap.
So then
I didn't know about any of this stuff, man.
Yeah,
like,
so
I
was, now
I'm an old school gamer, but not like online or streaming or anything. Yeah, so this is This is crazy to learn.
Yeah, so what led to this thing, there was actually a big controversial thing that I'm not going to add to the show because that's a whole nother conversation and a whole bag.
I mean, you could fucking blanket.
Come on, open up. There was, no big deal. Come on, like, give me like a powder coating about it.
Blanket it a bit.
So there was, sugar coat. Okay, so there was a letter that leaked out talking about the work conditions at Mixer. Mm-hmm. And it was talking about there was racial things, sexual harassment, people working 16 to 22 hours a day. People
sleep, not getting paid for it.
And not getting paid for it. And then
labor issues.
And then them losing their jobs because they decided to go over to Facebook Gaming. So that's the gist of it. There was a whole big thing about it. And there may be a part two about this, to be honest with you, because there was so much about
it affected stock.
I mean, this is
people that invested into fucking Mixer lost a shitload of money. Shitload of money.
They lost a lot.
I believe it. You know, I believe it somewhere. So I believe they're up in the millions, right?
Yeah,
and because it's gotten so big.
They failed to gain the traction. And some of like the personal stuff that, you know, me and Gio did. It was some fun stuff. I'm telling you, it was mostly Fallout 76.
Mostly.
You know, we played some GTA 2. Hang on. Is it?
Oh. And we played Red Dead.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Pause for the it cause. Has popped.
It has popped. That came out of it has nowhere,
popped.
Man.
It has popped.
It has popped. And for today, I will be using Green Machine. Bon appetit, boys.
Mm-hmm. Tyson Joints. Brought to you in part by and gift by Buds R Us. Thank you very much. So yeah, I mean, it's a quick history. They didn't last long. They lasted for 3 years. So questions.
I mean, those who got to experience it had good experiences on it, not for nothing.
Listen, 3 years is a good stretch, man. I wouldn't sell that short. You know,
it was like if it was a great
last past a year. In this day and age now, you can last past a year, bro. You're doing good.
Are we having a coffee competition? Real shit? Fuck you.
We're all fucking dying.
Oh, man.
But on some real shit, if Twitch today, or even Kick, if either were to take the same formula that Mixer fucking had when it was at its prime, it would be a whole new world, especially for streamers.
Yeah.
Because Mixer, not for nothing, was highly beneficial for fucking streaming,
because
bro.
That's it. How come we haven't seen like a hype zone since Mixer?
I don't know.
Haven't seen it. Like Facebook Gaming just became Facebook Gaming, and it's still a crock of shit. Motherfuckers are streaming 360p.
Dude, I tried to play that Walking Dead on Facebook Gaming. That shit was trash.
Which Walking
Dead? They had this Walking Dead game on Facebook Gaming that was like Walking Dead Live, and you were basically like, I didn't even get to play because every time I jumped on, it was updating or some shit. But there were all these episodes of people playing, and I was like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, I couldn't even get into it to even tell you about it, but it was some type of Walking Dead game on Facebook Live, and it just, it sucked. It was horrible. Every time I tried to jump on, it just wouldn't. But it had so much traction and it was doing so well. And I was like, well, why can't I get in to play? Or is it you only were allowed to play when the show was airing, like their little show was airing? You know what I mean? And your character influenced their little show you did.
I kind of recall what the hell you're talking about. Shit.
Yeah, that's how mediocre Facebook Gaming sucks. You know what I mean? I'm sick of it.
Facebook Gaming didn't really like... I don't know. It didn't really do it. Like, I never got onto Facebook Gaming.
I never did it.
Guess where the one place you can't find me is? You can't find me on Facebook. Leave me alone. I don't even be on it. Yes, I do have a profile, but don't even bother talking to me on it.
Dude, no, yeah, there's no point.
I'm the same way. I don't use my Facebook.
We're business guys. We're characters. You know, like, we.
I mean, that's literally it. Like,
I don't really exist.
Listen, the people that need to contact me know how to contact me. Everybody else,
you have my phone number. You have my phone number.
I'm not trying to make friends. I got plenty of friends.
That's right.
These assholes are my friends.
And speaking of friends.
But with saying that, listen, we do like when you guys comment down there and talk to us here. Talk to virtual us all the time.
Oh, yeah, dude. I like online friends.
Yes, online friends are awesome.
I mean, all our online friends are what Tony has on his chest right now.
Yep. Boom. Come by. If you're not on... Wait, I'm over here. Yeah.
Look at that thing. It's another Cobalus design, FYI. Shameless plug. I don't care.
Yeah. Shameless plugs are awesome.
Listen, I'm considering Cobalus Designs as a sponsor. I'm just saying, like...
I mean... At this fucking point, dude.
I mean, if we're talking sponsorship, this guy right here above me, right there, Tony Effingers, would love.
Oh, I thought you meant the hat, because I was going to definitely shout out.
Too many blunts
clothing. Got to shout out Gutter Price Production for putting out the ill horror gear and weed-infused shit, bro. Love your fucking gear.
Look at me real quick.
Yes.
You want to sponsor us? What the fuck are you sponsoring?
I don't know.
I didn't get so close to the camera for that.
What the fuck?
He really got in depth. I don't know. I was making a joke.
Enthusiasm. He's sponsoring enthusiasm.
Sponsoring enthusiasm.
Well, Jesus Christ.
Like, I could sponsor like that guy right there. I meant to point to this guy right here.
I just love that he pulled the fucking camera mad close for that. Damn, that was scary.
Look, guys, if you want to sponsor us, you know, let us know.
Buy the merch. Come buy the merch.
Speaking of merch,
you can endorse us too.
We got the Christmas sweater out.
Yes,
we do. You want me to pull it? You want me to pull it up real quick? I got you.
Yo, pull it up. Pull it out. Unzip it.
Let's do this. Unzip. Let's plug for the merch. Pull it out. Rock out with your jock. Unzip it all.
What we got? But yeah, new merch up. FYI,
is that in the corner.
This ugly merch.
Sweater. Look at the ugly sweater.
We got the ugly Christmas sweater design. You got your remote controls, PlayStation, Xbox, because you know it's universal. Weedley, yes, Santa yes. hats. Make sure you know it's Merry Christmas.
Santa,
candy canes, because so it shuffles sweater. Up your ass. And then bongs, so you can smoke those canes, bro. That's what it's all about.
Look at that. Man, Christmas.
Look at how fresh it looks. He looks so good. Look at that.
Booyah.
That's a good mock-up. Yo, that sweater looks cheap as fuck on you, bro.
Says the guy who designed it.
I mean, yeah. It's unisex. That's what we call it, unisex. Fun guy. So listen, show us the Nightmare Before Christmas piece.
We're pulling it up.
Yes, come on, fun guy. Pull it up. Yo, listen, man. If you're not doing it, hit the link tree. Find fun guy. Get in the merch shop. Buy the merch.
Yeah, man.
Look at this Nightmare Before Christmas sweater. Oh my God! Look at that. I want that.
It's a little low res because of the pic quality, but it looks way better in person.
It really does.
Listen, go get that. Get that now.
We have to say it. Our merch quality is fucking beautiful. It's so good.
Yeah.
The knitting comes out really good. Customer service is off the hook. You know, you could contact me at brvgpodcast@gmail.com if you have any issues with your order. I will look at the stitching. Look at the I'm gonna maximize this for you. But look at that. Yeah. Look at that. Look at that.
That is beautiful.
That is beautiful. That green. Ugh. Ugh.
Come on, look at the quality of this, man. You need to go hit the merch shop. You need to go buy these. All right? You do that, and we make better show.
Now, from what I understand, Gio, we have a guest next week?
I believe we might have a guest next week. This guy, here, just to summarize it all in one, see what you guys' first reactions. This guy paints sound.
Ooh.
Does he smoke?
Yes. And he's an herbalist.
Yeah, you would have to smoke in order.
The man is a legitimate herbalist. He has, I want to leave it to him to really explain it because I don't want to botch it. But all I know is voices, music, ambient shit going on around him. He paints this. He can see it in colors and puts it on canvas.
Is he going to paint us during this episode, bro?
I actually commissioned this individual to listen to some of our episodes and to, you know, kind of get a gist of it and just put down whatever he can on a canvas. And I wanted to use it as a background for our shit. And, you know, we could push the shit as well. So,
yeah, so,
but, so yeah, man, this guy is colorful news.
So do you want to spin the wheel today for the episode, for the next episode? You want to spin it next week? You want to leave the anticipation?
I mean, I'd rather leave the interview with home because I'm really, I got a lot of questions personally about
spin the wheel.
How this works.
So we'll spin the wheel today.
Let's do it.
And then we'll remind everybody next week what the episode is, and then it gives us time to... Please,
that works.
So is it in my favorite time of the night?
Plus, it also gives us the chance to flash it on the screen. Where is it?
Shit.
Do it.
Where is it?
Remember, I've had issues. I've had issues this week.
Anticipation, bro. I'm going to send it to you.
Send it to me right now, quickly.
Oh my God. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. Yes.
Give it to me.
Live.
Oh my God. We're doing this live, folks. Live right now. This is how fucking real it is.
I'm not cutting this.
You're not gonna cut it. You better not cut this. No. I will be angry if you do.
Because then we'd be circumcised.
We'd be circumcising the show.
We're not circumcising the show. It's sent.
He didn't have the animation yet. He didn't have the graphic for it yet.
He didn't have the graphic. Well, I sent him the graphic previously.
Uh-oh,
you
did,
you know, because Cobalus Designs is most definitely prompt on their timing.
Yeah, uh-oh. Now we all know the issues that I've been going through, but ladies and gentlemen,
he said, it's time.
It is time, ladies and gentlemen.
Get the wheel.
You know, so this is not for next week's episode. This will be for the episode.
Following that
in 2 weeks.
All right.
2 weeks
then. Computer, so, oh shit, it's spinning. I didn't mean to. Oh shit, it's gone.
It's gone. It's gone. Let it go. Nice. All right. All right. That I like. You know what? I like that. Especially as you know, some of us that have transferred between Xbox and PlayStation, we definitely got a good idea of where to go with this.
Yeah.
So yeah. Oh yeah, cause fucking shit, I will fight for State of Decay all day.
Oh my God, I love State of Decay.
I will fight for that game all day, bro. All fucking day, bro. You already fucking know the hours. The hours.
Put some respect on that name, yo.
Yo, that has to be number one. Xbox wins that hands down. I don't give a fuck. State of Decay is just too damn good a game, bro.
That'll be after our interview episode. So don't forget we're doing an interview episode.
Oh, yes.
This next episode. But don't forget to tune in after. Yeah. You know what I mean? Keep watching.
Buy
the merch.
You know what I mean? We see you, Florida. See you, England. We see you.
Yes, shout outs to Florida for listening in. And you know what? Just because, huge shout out to Lou Bruno.
We know you listening, baby.
We know it's you.
Shout out to Lou Bruno.
Libertad, Papa Libertad, yo.
There's not any type of coincidence that, you know, that all of a sudden we just have a bunch of tri-state areas. We have London and then Miami.
Boom! But Lou, we see you, bro. Thank you, man. We really do appreciate you, man.
You're still doing the big work, man. Hell yeah, man.
Yo, man. Represent, big man. Represent.
So what?
That's also Blanco. That's also Blanco. Don't sleep,
yo,
bro.
Hold it down, bro.
Peace.
We appreciate you guys. Love you.